Hello, Julie. Do you have a question?
Good morning or afternoon, Dr. Sherman. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
My question is regarding a young man in his 23, he's 23 years old, and he has low testosterone for a couple of years and low thyroid. His testosterone is about 450. So I would like to know what you think are possible causes maybe and remedies that you may suggest, please.
Oh, I'm really glad you asked that question, Julie. I'm just amazed at the men, the younger and younger men who are coming into our clinic complaining of low testosterone. And I think it's an environmental problem that goes, you know, way beyond what we could talk about on the radio. But there are so many sources of estrogen in our environment, in plastics that are, you know, they're called xenoestrogens. They're in our water, tap water. I don't know if you heard the first part of my intro there, but I was talking about that. And it's interesting. One study, I forget the journal that it showed in, but young men in their teens and 20s are showing about half the sperm production as their grandfathers. And so it's much more common than you might think about. You mentioned that his testosterone level is around 450. Normal range is around 250 to 1100. So you would expect a young man in his 20s to be closer to 1100. So 450 is definitely on the low normal side. You know, you obviously don't want to have to go to testosterone replacement. But on the other hand, if he is also showing low thyroid, mm-hmm. you know, there could be something significant that he's been exposed to, maybe heavy metals, things like cadmium or even antimony or lead or mercury can disrupt thyroid function. So it might be worthwhile to have him do a really thorough toxic metal analysis, especially if his reverse T3 is on the high side. So a lot of conventional docs don't necessarily check reverse T3, but typically if we see that high in our patients at the Homa Clinic, it can signify toxic metals. So what kind of work does he do? Do you know?
He's a student.
He's a student, okay.
And part-time job at the stores.
Uh-huh, okay.
Good. Yeah.
Another thing I have found with especially young men is the more they exercise, the more their testosterone goes up. There's some kind of correlation there, so I would encourage him to mm-hmm. get plenty of exercise, aerobic and interval training seems to work the best. So, and then also when you're measuring testosterone, I would also measure the estrogen levels too. The more overweight he is, the more likely he could be producing estrogen and lowering his own testosterone. Or if he has some blood sugar problems. It was interesting this week, a research article came out that said that women who eat fast food have more fertility problems. So same kind of thing. I think the less, you know, less nutrition we eat, the less exercise, you know, really lifestyle positive changes can make a big difference in this.
Great, thank you. I've read online there are some foods and herbs that can help with the testosterone level. Is there something, one that you can recommend maybe that, you know, will work possibly better than others?
Well, you know, in a young man that age, of course, I would avoid testosterone replacement. But, yeah, there are a couple of things he can do to promote his own testosterone. One mineral is boron, it's called. So I usually recommend maybe 5 milligrams to 10 milligrams. The other thing is fish oil, or eating lots of fish. And I would encourage him also to avoid microwaving plastic, his food in plastic, because that's where a lot of young men, I think, get their estrogens from, microwaving things that get into the food, especially if it's an acid food that's got tomato sauce or something, it gets right into the food itself. Mm-hmm. There's also, you know, I've had a little luck with boosting testosterone with the use of some herbs. One would be Korean ginseng, and then another one called tribulus. And those are more tonifying, so it's not necessarily something that would disrupt his own production.
Awesome. How do you spell the
tribulus? T-R-I-B-U-L-U-S.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Really appreciate your advice. Appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for the call, Julie.